Liberal Irish suffers first major defection over anti-fuel tax protests. By Kurt Zindelka on April 16, 2026. The neoliberal governing coalition in Ireland survived a vote of no confidence this week. However, it has been rocked by a high-profile resignation and public critiques from party members over its handling of the widespread anti-fuel tax protests. Earlier this month, farmers, truckers, and average citizens staged large-scale acts of civil disobedience, blockading Ireland's only oil refinery, using vehicles to slow motorway traffic to a trickle, and preventing petrol stations from refilling. The protests, which come amid the potentially looming energy crisis in Europe over the shutdown of shipments through the Strait of Hormuz during the Iran conflict, were aimed at the Liberal government in Dublin over its hefty green-style taxes on fossil fuels. Pressure on the government mounted over the weekend, when upwards of two-thirds of the country's gas stations had run dry. The government refused to meet with the protesters, instead ordering the police to forcibly clear the blockades, warning that those involved would face significant consequences, including the cancellation of driving licenses and insurance for haulers, depriving them of their livelihoods for protesting. While the government followed the crackdown with a handout concession of €505 million, $590 in energy subsidies and a delay of plan increases to the controversial carbon tax, the PR damage had already been done, with the public largely siding with the protesters. The left-wing Sinn Féin opposition party called for a vote of confidence in the government, and although the vote failed by 92 votes to 78, the session erupted into political drama as independent minister Michael Healy-Rae resigned from his post in a blindside for the government before voting no confidence. Speaking before the Irish Oireachtas Parliament, Healy-Rae said that the government had lost its way, they weren't listening. He said the protesters were workers, respectable people who were brought to tears by the struggles imposed by the government's policies. Meanwhile, a group of lawmakers from Fianna Fáil, the supposedly centre-right party of Prime Minister Taoiseach Micheál Martin, issued a public letter demanding emergency meetings to come up with a way to restore the trust and connection that once defined Fianna Fáil's relationship with the Irish people, which they said has been long neglected. Senior Fianna Fáil lawmaker Willie O'Day said that the government's response to the anti-fuel tax protests had badly damaged the party in the eyes of the public, saying that the party is too detached from ordinary people on the ground. "I've got a series of emails from people who I helped out and people who canvassed for me and voted for me in the past, telling me they'll never vote for me again because I'm representing the wrong party, a party they've totally lost confidence in," he said. O'Day said that Dublin had become beholden to process and allergic to humanity, adding, "The Irish people do not expect miracles, but they do expect to be listened to." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.